life-changing experience. Are you ready to renew your mind?
Welcome to a life-changing experience with Overseer Dorothy McGuire, the pastor of Life Changing Church Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This broadcast is designed to renew minds and change lives through the Word of God. So let us join Overseer McGuire as she delivers us a transforming message.
Are you ready for a life-changing experience? Are you ready to renew your mind?
Would you this morning prayerfully turn to, I've been blessed this morning. Whew, I've been blessed. I've been blessed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. To the book of Jeremiah, verse 3. And we're going to read verses 1 through 15. Does everyone have a Bible or standing near someone with a Bible? Amen. Amen. Chapter 3, beginning at verse 1 through 15. And it reads, "They say if a man put away his wife and she go from him and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But thou hast played the harlot with many lovers. Yet return again to me, said the Lord. Lift up thine eyes unto the high places and see where thou hast not been leaning with. In the ways have thou sat for them as the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with thy whoredoms and with thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholding, and there has been no latter rain, and thou hast a whore's forehead. Thou refusest to be ashamed. Will thou not from this time cry unto me, my father, thou art the guide of my youth? Will he reserve his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? Behold, thou hast spoken and done evil things as thou couldest. The Lord said unto me in the days of Josiah the king, hast thou seen that which backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up upon every high mountain and under every green tree, and there has played the harlot. And I said, after she had done all these things, turn thou unto me. But she returned not, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it.
All right.
And I saw when for all the causes whereby backsliding Israel committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a bill of divorce. Right. Yet her treacherous sister Judah feared not, but went and played the harlot also. And it came to pass through the lightness of her whoredom that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and with stocks. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah had not returned unto me with her whole heart, but fingerly, said the Lord. And the Lord said unto me, the backsliding Israel has justified herself more than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words toward the north and say, return thou backsliding Israel, said the Lord. And I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. For I am merciful, said the Lord, and will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against the Lord thy God, and hast scattered thy ways to the strangers under every green tree, and ye have not obeyed my voice, said the Lord. Turn, O backsliding children, said the Lord, for I am married unto you, And I will take you one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. And after reading this scripture and being in this for weeks in this, I came with this subject for today. It's time to renew your vows. Amen. It's time. Say it. It's time. Make it personal for me to renew my vow to the Lord. Father, I bless you. And I thank you right now for all that you're about to do in this place. I thank you, God, that you're giving us a brand new mindset. I thank you, God, that you're calling us back to you. Lord, I thank you that you are forgiving, God, and that you're ready to accept us back regardless to what we've done. And Lord, I thank you right now for this word that is about to go forth, that when we leave this place, God, that we will have reunited ourselves with you. We give you glory and honor. In your name we pray, amen. Please have a seat in God's presence. Some of you may be saying, she's not talking to me because I'm not married. But in fact, I am talking to you. If you have at any time made a commitment to love, cherish, obey, and serve the Lord your God until death do you part, then you married God. Anybody in here made that commitment? That I'm going to serve him till I die? Hallelujah. In the biblical days, adultery was solid. It was grounds for divorce. No ifs, ands, buts about it. The law prohibited a man from marrying a woman who he had been previously married to, and she had married another man. You can read this in Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter, 1-4. In fact, this text that we just read in the first verse is very explicit about the character of such a person. The text opens up with Jeremiah delivering a powerful prophecy to Israel and to Judah from the Lord. Israel was considered the Lord's bride. He loved Israel. Oh, that was his baby. And she had no business chasing after other gods because he was good to Israel. Yet she continued to worship other pagan gods and therefore committing infidelity to the Lord. Israel would commit the sin and then ask for forgiveness. And after she would go and ask the Lord to forgive them, they'd go right back and commit the same sin over again. The people of Israel would continue to talk like they were God's children, messing up, running after other gods, but still acting like they were God's child. Even though they knew they were doing wrong, they tried to minimize their sins and made excuses, overseer, for their behavior. And as we minimize our sin, it gives us the chance to shy away from changing our ways. In other words, if we can pretend what we are doing is not that bad, if we can make excuses, I feel like I'm going to need my other shoes. If we can pretend like what I did ain't so bad and use an excuse for doing the sin, do y'all hear me this morning? It keeps us from having no desire to change. When you don't want to admit the sin, it makes you want to stay right where you are. Tell somebody, I'm making excuses. We want to downplay the guilt that we feel. Don't you know when you sin, you feel guilty? Don't you know when you mess up, you feel like you want to go hide your head under a rock? But when you can minimize it and pretend like you did it for a reason, it makes you think it's okay to do this. We want to keep on doing the same sin. Therefore, we downplay it. Tell somebody deceit. But you're not deceiving anybody but yourself. You're not deceiving other people. Because most people see your sin and you don't know they see your sin. But you're deceiving yourself by thinking that nobody else see your sin. And most of all, you're trying, tell somebody trying, to deceive God. But I use the word trying because God is everywhere. He sees everything that you do. He knows every thought that you have. That's why he said be careful what you think, because he even knows your thoughts. God says that we must confess our sins and turn away from every sin, not one or two of them, but every one of them. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter, 14th verse, makes it very clear to all of us. If my people, God is saying. Now that means if you are his, you got to ask yourself, am I his? He says, if my people who are called by my name, some of us are running around saying Christians, but are we really Christians? He said, my people, oh, you're going to have to display some action if you're going to be called a Christian. Oh, tell somebody, oh, I feel like I might preach today. He said, who are called by my name will humble themselves. You can't have a proud look. You got to become humble. You got to admit that I'm a sinner. You got to admit I messed up. You got to admit that I need help. If you would humble yourself, oh, and pray and seek my face, not your girlfriend's face, not your wife's face, not your husband's face, but you gotta seek the face of God and turn. Tell somebody turn. Tell somebody a turnaround. You gotta have a turnaround. You're not gonna keep walking down the same street. You gotta make a turn. Wicked ways. You got to admit you got some little wicked ways. Everybody wants to pretend like they got it going on. But baby, we got some wicked stuff going on. We think some wicked things sometimes. We go to some wicked places sometimes. We meet with some wicked people sometimes. Everybody looking at me there. You're looking at me funny. You're looking at me like you ain't got no wicked ways. You just messed up right there. Because the Bible just say that you got to humble yourself. You got to admit some stuff. Oh, there's some days when I don't like me. So therefore, I got some ways sometimes. Here's after that criteria. He goes on to say, then, and only then, will I hear. That's a big statement. He hearing from heaven. That's a big statement. Will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin? and heal their land. You want to know why you're always broke?
All right.
Want to know why you always got a headache? Want to know why your body's always racked in pain? Well, let me give you some information. Just call me the doctor this morning. Let me tell you about healing your land. If you would turn from some of that mess you're doing. If you would turn and seek the face of God. He tells us right here that then, don't look for me to do it until then. You got to turn first. Once you turn and stick to the plan, then I'll hear from heaven. Then I'm going to heal your land. Then I'll put some money in your wife. Then I'll heal your body. Then I'll give you peace in your home. A while, the word sorry becomes a joke. After a while, we just keep saying sorry, Lord. Sorry, Lord. Sorry. But after a while, sorry don't mean very much. Why? Because you keep doing the same thing over. These Israelites, they knew God was a forgiving God. And they took his mercy for granted. How many of you know somebody like that? Take his mercy for granted. Because I've been getting away with it. And I'm still walking around. I've been getting away with it. And he's still blessing me. But baby, after a while, sorry is going to run out. And he's going to go right back to the scripture before. You got to turn. And then, and only then, will I heal your land. Israel had taken God's grace and his mercy for granted. Continue to commit the same sin over and over again. I come to tell you today, the game is over. I'm talking to somebody in here today. The game is over. You've been playing the game with him. But he sent me today to tell you, if you don't turn and humble yourself, he's getting ready to expose you. He's getting ready to show everybody what's been going on in the dark. I come today as Jeremiah's friend to tell you that the game is over and that you need to renew your vows. You need to go back to God and tell him, I'm sorry. And this time, tell somebody this time, you got the meaning. I urge you to commit thy ways unto the Lord before it's too late. And then the Bible goes on to talk about Miss Judah.
Come on, talk about praise.
There was Judah who was also committing adultery with other gods. But unlike Israel, Israel didn't even try to cover their cheating and unfaithfulness to God. But Judah, y'all know folk like Judah. Judah maintained the appearance of right faith. She maintained the appearance of a pure heart. We know how that works. Christians going through the motions of serving God, but their hearts are far from it. Singing on the choir, but there's no song in your heart. Ushering at the door, but there's no love in your heart. Preaching and teaching, but doing what you preach and teach against. Husbands and wives going through the motion of being married, but their hearts are far from the commitment. And so the first thing that needed to happen was for Judah to see the wrong and immorality in worshiping other gods. You're not gonna change until you see the wrong in it. That's why you've got to stop pretending that what you're doing is right. I know some of the stuff that we do is rough to stay away from it. I know it's rough. I know it's tough because I'm a human too. But that's why you need something called the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost will take you where you can't go on your own. The Holy Ghost will keep you from going somewhere that you would automatically go. Because without it, you'll do anything. You can't help it. Because flesh, it craves sin. This ain't even tight. You ain't heard nothing tight yet. And I know it's right. But this message ain't even tight. The tightness is gonna come when you don't turn. That's when you're gonna say that's tight. That's when you're gonna keep asking yourself, why is the same thing happening over and over to me? Well, they needed, Judah needed to realize the goodness of their God. The Lord has Jeremiah plead with Judah to come back to him. I know you've been whoring around. Go to your Bible.
I know you've been whoring around.
Said, I know you've been whoring around with other gods. And not only that, he went on to say, every tree you went to, you spreaded your wings for it. He goes on to say that I gave Israel a divorce already. I just gave them a divorce. But I'm trying not to do that with you. He's asking Judah to please change your ways. Get rid of those gods. Get rid of that disobedient behavior. So look at the mercy of God in that 11th verse. He's giving Israel, he says, he could have written them off. But instead he says, return, faithless Israel. I know when we mess up, and in the flesh, if you have a partner and they go out and they mess up on you, you ain't feeling them coming back. Ooh, I'm sorry I went to Life Changing this morning. I should have stayed home this morning.
This is life changing, though.
But that's the name of the church. Life changing. If you don't hear this message and change,
hallelujah,
it's on you.
Amen.
Because when I walk up, before my king. And he said, why didn't you tell him? And you had a church called. But he could have written them all. He says, return, faithless Israel, declares the Lord. He said, I will frown on you no longer. I'm willing to let bygones be bygones. I'm not going to be mad with you no more. We're going to make up. And we're going to be lovers again. All I ask you to do is to stop cheating. All I ask you to do is to stop whoremongering. All I ask you to do is to put away your gods. All I'm asking you to do is to put away your big screen TV and come over and have church on Sunday morning. All I'm asking you to do is when company come to town, bring them to church with you. Don't you stay at home with them, but you come on back to me. Stop making your family your gods. Preach, Overseer Wood. Preach, Overseer McGuire. Baby, if you hear this, and in the 13th verse of Jeremiah, he says, only acknowledge your guilt. You have rebelled against the Lord your God, you have scattered your favors. To foreign gods under every spreading tree and have not obeyed me. Return, faithless people, declares the Lord, for I am your husband. I married you and I want you back. I know you messed up. Cheated. I know you burned sacrifices with other gods, but I need you back now. I don't want to cause you to go through trouble, but if you come back to me, I promise you that I'll love you like you've never been loved. Kingdom greetings, saints. This is Overseer Dorothy McGuire, Senior Pastor of Life Changing Church here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to personally thank you for tuning into the broadcast every Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. and online every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. on praise100.com. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you and you would like to purchase a copy of this sermon in its entirety or seed into this radio ministry, please send your request and or donation to Life Changing Church Radio Ministry, 3208 Riley Avenue, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269. And if you are new to the city and looking for a life-changing experience, we invite you to visit with us for our 9:30 Sunday school and our 11 a.m. worship service, and on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our dynamic Bible study. So until the next time, be blessed, and again, thank you for listening.
Are you ready for a life-changing experience? Are you ready to renew your mind?
You can listen to the word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you will discover podcasts designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain. Praise listeners, log on to www.praisecharlotte.com and click on the podcast tab and hear the word. Also, if your ministry wants to be a part of the Praise podcast family, here's your opportunity. Slots are available. Call 704-548. 704-548-7854. That's 704-548-7854.